Hello and welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today we're going to be talking about what goes into running an award-winning creative agency. I'm here with Catherine, Rich and Mike, and today we're going to be talking about what's the difference between a creative agency and a marketing agency. Who wants to go first? Rich.
Well, much choice in that one.
Who wants to go first? Me. Yeah. What's the difference? I thought this podcast was actually about running an agency.
It is. Although, you know, people out there won't necessarily know what a creative agency is or what a marketing agency is, or is there any difference at all? I mean, could they be the same thing?
Almost.
Okay, that's really helpful.
There's a lot of marketing agencies out there that aren't creative, and they go down the strategy route and data route, etc., coming up with a plan, but use a creative agency to actually implement what they've planned.
So would you say that was more along the lines of what we would call a tactical agency versus a strategic agency, where a tactical agency, which is very much more like what we do, are more the doers? So we action things, we do the creative work, we use the tools, and a strategic agency is very much more about the planning, the thought, the making presentations of what they want, but not doing the actual doing of the thing.
Yeah. So they come up with the budget, they come up with the plan, and to roll it out, they use a tactical agency, which is pretty much what we were. I say were in a loose sense because we're now heavily involved in the tactical side and have the team to deliver the creative side and the strategic side.
So would you say that the size of agency makes a difference? So like you could have a two-man strategic agency or a two-man creative agency, and they could be doing different things? Or when you get bigger, do you tend to find that an agency has more of a sort of more rounded skill set?
Yeah, definitely a more dynamic skill set. It's always great to get multiple people around in the room to come up with ideas, to be a little bit different. I think a two-man agency, a little bit how we started out really at the very start, rewinding back all them years, we had a creative and we had a more techie geek, yourself, James. Mm-hmm. And it worked quite well. But I think as we've grown and added to the team, the ideas come flowing a lot easier.
Yeah, so I mean, as talking about adding to the team, Mike, you came along a few years later and added your own particular flavour of interesting days to our to the team.
I did.
So I mean, how have you seen the difference between a tactical agency and a sort of a more sort of strategic thing work out for us?
I think over the years, you know, like the very beginning days, it was tactical. You know, we had the roles that we had were execution roles. You know, got given work, we delivered that. That was the end of that project.
We got stuff done.
Yeah, we got stuff done. We still do, but we've evolved. And I think the reason we've evolved is because also the client's needs have evolved. You know, we've gone from the days of book a project in, do the project, give the project back, and then we'd walk away from it. You know, a lot of agencies, I think when you refer to the sort of smaller two-man agencies, I think what you've got to look at in that situation is the skill set that those two people are, because you tend to find those type of businesses, they will only do the skills that they're good at. They're not, you know, they won't do anything outside of that. They generally have those networking type group scenarios where they'll bring in third party resources to support a client's needs. Whereas where we've sort of evolved and developed is that we've grown organically based on the client needs that we start to see. So often we would do a web project. We wouldn't get involved in search engine optimization, or we wouldn't get involved in any Google support or assistance once the project's complete. As we've realized, a lot of clients, they go off, they use third-party services, and we find out that service is lackluster or insufficient. So we've evolved and grown on to offer those needs. We've recruited on that basis. So we've got a great team now. I think when you say tactical and creative, it's a difficult one to position because we're both, but at the same point, we've still got the mindset as a management structure that it's get the job done. Okay. Yeah. We see a lot of poor run agencies and poor run businesses out there. And we're more of a mindset that, well, there's a job to do. Why can't we do it? We've all got the skill set. If we haven't got the skill set, we'll recruit for the skill set. And that's really our ethos. And I think that's where we've come from. And that is based on the customer need. You know, I've worked mostly on customer facing sides of the projects. And I'm constantly relaying back and hearing back that they've got this need, they've got that need. Do you know anyone? Well, actually, yeah, we've got that team internally. It used to be that age-old adage that, you know, we did print back in the day and we would find out from a customer there was a website for that they've just ordered 5,000 brochures. And it was, you know, it's something that we were capable of, but we never promoted it. So we've become aware of that as well. So
over the years then, how have you sort of used the fact that we've now sort of added to our service repertoire to build stronger client relationships? Because I know you've mentioned, obviously, in the past, we used to work with clients and they may use different companies for different things. But obviously now we've got more skill set in-house and now we're bigger. So how have you sort of taken that to build better client relationships?
I think to harvest that relationship, one of the first things you've got to look at is, do you want to work with that customer? I think that's the biggest part for me, because every business has to take this. You know, you have to get customers and get the next order because you've got bills and wages to pay and stuff. But one of the biggest things I always look at when I'm looking at a customer is, do we really want to work with that customer? Because is that customer going to value what we do? Once we've ascertained that, we then explore what that customer's needs are. So we've got customers that have in-house teams capabilities, but they just don't have execution capabilities. I look at those points and sort of where we could maximize how we can help them. So I always say that if you're going to use someone you trust, like, or know. Because if you don't, you're never going to be able to look at their results. The only way you know that is by them doing it. And if they do it well, then great. But ultimately, we've seen a lot of that failure. So.
Yeah, and I think we're really fortunate as well as agency. We've got clients that go back a very long time, like to the very beginning of this business. In fact, we had one in the other day where we'd been, it turns out that we've known each other for 20 years and worked with each other for that long. I mean, Catherine, you've been doing the accounts for the entire time the business has existed.
Yep.
So have you seen much difference in terms of how the business has changed, in terms of how we process accounts and billing and how we work with different clients?
Completely different. Almost got me out of a job.
Is that just through automation?
Yeah, the automation side is insane now.
Yeah.
Everything used to be very manual. We'd post invoices, I'd put them in envelopes, buy stamps.
Yeah, we did a lot of that.
Awful lot of that happening. Yeah. I mean, we barely print anything now. Everything's uploaded, emailed. Yeah. Occasionally you have to post something, but very, very rare.
The fact that the majority of our income now is totally flipped. It's retainer based. It's long term relationship.
Yeah, so there's a lot of recurring billing. It's not all the ad hoc things. When we first started, there were an awful lot of. We used to have a print shop back in the day, as it was, with an office at the back. So a lot of people walking in, wanting odd jobs, odd business card prints, things like that.
We did do so much of that stuff, didn't we?
And actually, when you think about the tiny job it was and the work involved in it, if you added it all up, probably wasn't worth doing.
No, but the only thing I would say is that some of those clients are still our clients
but
today.
Some of those are, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we see the same names floating around some of our invoices.
Absolutely.
Where we go, I remember when that client came into the shop and they originally bought some business cards once. And then
they've grown as well as we have.
Yeah, and they turned into a website and they turned into then us doing some digital marketing for them. And, you know, here in 2023 versus back in 2007, we've still got that client and we still work with them. And I think that's been great.
Yeah, and if you think back then as well, Facebook was barely a thing. Social media for businesses wasn't really a thing.
No,
so that's changed a lot of things as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, from our point of view, adding services to manage these things for clients where they haven't got in-house expertise has been a really big help for us in terms of connecting to our clients and giving them a reason to use us.
We can be their marketing agency, can't we? Or creative agency.
Well, we are. I think our general ethos is to be, you know, the place that people go to when they need marketing support. You know, that is why we exist fundamentally. You know, like Mike said, we still do the project stuff. We still do web builds and all that, but fundamentally most of our income now is from retained and recurring clients.
I think that's all based on, for the last 20 years, just concentrating on relationships. We built some really good relationships, or should I say friendships.
Definitely.
In some cases. We've added value to a company. We've seen it evolve, start as a small business and grow. And the relationship just gets stronger and stronger because they trust. And I think that's a big fundamental part of, I don't know, the client relationship side of our business. That's we focus on that. That's the main core of business, and everything else becomes a lot easier when you get on with, like Mike said, when you get on with the client, when you've got a good relationship with the client. And now, even more so than ever, we're really proactive with clients. If we think of an opportunity or of an idea, the client may not know or even discussed it, we reach out. we come up with ideas proactively for clients.
I mean, we had a client in the other day, actually, didn't we? So one of our larger retained clients, they came in the other day, just for a general catch up on things. But then during the meeting, we were sort of floating ideas that we thought about before they came in.
We've got two new ideas on the table at the minute.
Yeah, so we sort of suggested some different way they can approach their email marketing and how they can integrate that into their website better and work their database better. And they're things that they necessarily wouldn't have thought about, but they really value the fact that we came to them with ideas and how we can implement that and a plan for how we can execute it in a short space of time. And I think, we've had a few clients in more recently where we've proactively said, actually, if we were going to rebuild your website now, we'd probably do this a bit differently. Or, there might be a new feature that we'd like to add, and what do they think about it? And that's that proactive relationship that I suppose we didn't have back in the day because we didn't have the enough staff and we didn't have the clients.
Didn't have time.
We didn't have the time to do that.
I think that's also the clients we work with, because back in the day, a lot of we would work with proprietors, we'd work with small and mid-sized businesses. A lot of people in those positions that were engaging with us, they knew what they wanted, but they didn't know how to get it. Whereas today we work with businesses that have teams of people behind them. And those teams are the internal resources they use for structure and direction. But what they don't have at their end is that execution ability in terms of the ability to understand Google, understand analytics, Facebook, social media algorithms, but also web. You can't employ for one trade and have it all. And what we found, I think, where we've evolved and moved with our vision is that we've actually engaged with a lot of clients that have good structure there, and they do have marketing people.
I was going to say a marketing manager, marketing director, executive. We have a perfect relationship with the one key individual.
But I think also what I've seen in my time is some businesses believe by employing a marketing manager that you don't need an agency to back you up, because they think, well, that's your job. Well, actually, that marketing person is employed to create that direction, create that structure, create that strategy that you guys need to go on to get to that next milestone. Like, we've got one client that wants to evolve from 40 million to 60 million in the next 3 years. You've got to have structure and strategy on that. And
that one person can't do it all.
Well, that one person can't. I mean, they actually have a team and they still can't. But it's their role is more to implement that and sort of create that, whereas what they're actually reaching out to is our third-party resource. We have web structure, we have SEO structure, we have analytics, and we have tracking data. And what we do as a team, we combine that with their team, and then that's what creates that vision, and that's what gets reported back to the board in terms of our growth strategy. And I think that's a key thing to note when we partner with people and businesses out there. We still have the smaller businesses that the proprietors, the owners, they need help, they need web, they need everything. But we also work with large multinational organizations that actually have a full-on team that do this, but still recognize we need an agency, because you don't get agency in-house agency support like we offer. And I think that's our vision and that's our unique approach, is that we become a sort of extended arm to the team that they have, but the benefit of, they don't have
staff marketing department without actually employing that marketing department.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, because like I say, in the best will of the world, no small marketing team can employ every single skill they need without having a 30 grand a month wage bill just for a marketing team. And also, do they know how to manage that team?
That's it, yeah. A client recently said to me as well, it's great to know that they're reaching out to an agency and they've got access to almost this agency as a retainer. If they need design, they've got design. If they need help with digital marketing, they've got that. If they need web dev, they've got that. And they know they've got it on tap whenever they need it. But also at the same time, the fact that our team now is very different to how it used to be years ago. They're pretty much all seniors. They're experts in their field. And always pushing to kind of educate themselves further and stay at the top of their game, which is a really good mindset. And they feel like they've got the best in the business.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's probably the biggest change of where we were 10 years ago and where we are today. And and the clients that we work with really reflect that. I think, we are more involved in those clients' businesses than we were. We're not dipping in and out to do a project and then going and see you, bye.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense now. Before we do a project and then leave them on their own to go to phase two, as we used to call it, to that whoever they use for marketing or digital marketing.
Yeah.
Whereas now we want to nurture that relationship. We want to measure the ROI so they succeed and in turn have more money to spend with us. And it's just a vicious circle. So we help businesses grow, and that's the key.
Yeah, 100%.
I think back in the day, we would get a lot of customers that hadn't had a website before. So they had a long-standing business. But never, obviously, websites didn't exist, or people thought they were out of their reach, so they came to us for their first ever website.
Yeah, I mean, we are.
They didn't have. Say again.
You're giving away our age there.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I mean, we are 100% not that. Not most companies' first web agency nowadays. Yeah, we are.
But now
normally,
it's rarer for. business that's established doesn't have a website. It's very odd.
Yeah, and also, yeah, just where we sit in the market, we tend to be someone's second or third agency, probably third onwards, to be honest.
Unless it's a new business.
But even then, we don't get a lot of that, to be honest.
I think that's a mixture of that second or third agency type scenario is a mixture of budget, but also requirements, isn't it? Because I think that client's gone to an agency of something. They've been dealt with and they've worked on that project and realised that that agency, while sufficient to get the project set up, hasn't got the capability or skill to support that.
Or their new business has evolved and they need different things.
Yeah, there's multiple.
A website's not a website, though, is it? It has a purpose. So for some companies, a website is just an online brochure. It's just presence because they need one. But the people we deal with now, that website's got to serve a purpose. Mm. It's got to sell.
Got to earn its keep.
It's got to earn its keep. Mm. It's got to be relevant. It's got to almost be technical enough to do some work as well. The website isn't just floating there. It's got technical ability to make their life easier, to reduce costs, etc. So a website's a lot more complex nowadays, as we know, device-wise especially, and the technology used in a website. It's advanced software nowadays. When we were putting websites out before, they literally were online brochures winding back 20 years.
They weren't even on phones, were they?
But it took as long, took just as long to do at times.
We really are giving our age away.
I remember James, 6 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. at night, every single day, me and James at times. Catherine would rock up a little bit later, obviously.
I don't have a bit of a lie-in.
And I just remember back in the day there that I was doing the design, James would then start building the website. We were doing e-shots constantly when spamming wasn't a thing.
Well, we were sending them out by mail as well still.
We did do a lot of mail shots,
Yeah.
In fact, I found the folding machine the other day in the cupboard clear out.
Yeah.
So that if we ever need to do, to go back to doing printed mailers, we can run paper through it, which would be
really
handy.
That's retro equipment.
We must have bought so many envelopes.
It's actually quite helpful. We probably have got a reason for it.
I did wonder whether we should go retro and start doing that again, because some of those customers that we got from those mail shots, we still speak to.
Oh, we do, 100%. And it's just unique nowadays. Do you get mail through the post? Of course you don't. You know, it's just interesting.
But maybe we should promote that. You know, it's a bit unusual.
Isn't a stamp about £1 now, though?
More than that, I think.
Yeah, it's really expensive. So we're going to wrap up the podcast today. So, yeah, look, thanks everyone for your feedback on that. I think, you know, agency business has changed a lot over the years. And I think, you know, the clients that we work with are very much now more integrated into us as a team and us with their team than we were a number of years ago. And, you know, we always love having clients popping in to see us. So if you are local, drop us a call or emails in at hello@somarketing.com. And we'd love to see you down here.